The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Don't sweat the technique with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Brandon.
Time now for our conversation with Todd and Callis, presented by Texas Star Grill Shop, Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Start shopping for your new vehicle at LanceCCars.com. Todd, thanks so much for spending a little bit of time with the Killer Bees ahead of Game 1 in Boston tonight. Fenway Park, first of three. I was looking at the weather a little bit earlier. It seems like it might be a little windy, a little chill, maybe rain coming tonight.
Yeah, but it could be a little of all the above. It was probably the windiest walk I've had here in Boston, going from our hotel to the stadium. It's supposed to be pretty windy at game time, and there's an outside shot at rain later on tonight. But Boston weather can turn in a hurry. I was out and about today, and it was fine. And then 10 minutes later, it was pouring, and then it was fine again like 20 minutes later. So right now, we're good. BP's going on. Astros are out here stretching. But, yeah, it could be one of those windy nights where pop-up could be an adventure.
TK, talk about it. We all were talking about it at the deadline, the trade, the move, and what the Astros gave up. They got Kikuchi. They got a starter. And regardless of what they had to give up, what you have personally seen from him, you've got to be pleased with, because two starts in, he looks like a guy that was just what the doctor ordered for this team and this staff.
That kind of amazing. Just a simple switch in his pitch mix seems to have really triggered some good outings. You can't really argue with two runs in each of his starts. I know one of those runs was an inherited runner scored after he left the game the other day, so it could have even been better. But yeah, he's pitched well. He's not going to be a guy that gives you six or seven innings every start, but if he can go five and change and give you an occasional six here or there, Astros will love that. And if he can give you two runs every time, they'll take that and run to the bank, because that's usually good enough to win a game with their offense. So yeah, having him here and having Justin Verlander shortly returning is a good sign, and maybe a six-man rotation will let some of these guys breathe a little bit and get a much-needed rest, because some of these guys have been really pushed hard this year.
Todd Callis joining us on the HRNP guest line. You mentioned the offense, which for the most part this year has been good. They had a little lull last week, hopefully broke out of it in the final game in Arlington against the Rangers. But Dana Brown, Joe Espada making the move, bringing up Zach DiZinzo. What do you think of him so far? What do you think his outlook is for his career?
Well, I mean, so far he's been only 11 games above Double-A, and he hit really well for Sugarland in those 11 games. That's why Dana Brown brought him up here. It's a very small sample size, but had he done poorly in those 11 games, I think we would have seen Shea Whitcomb or somebody else. But Zach was the guy who got the call and had an opportunity to play that final game of the homestand and the first game in Arlington. So he's going to be in there. They didn't bring him up. Actually, he started both games in Arlington. He needed to come up to sit on the bench. I know Pedro Leon has been more of a guy who has seen some time and then been on the bench for most of the time he's been here. That's not going to be the case for Zach, I don't think. A little different scenario. We've seen Pedro at the AAA level do his thing for 3 years plus. Zach's kind of the new guy. Let's see what he can do. But it's hard to project where he's going to be in his career, but that was a really good sign that second game that he was able to drive the ball hard, a couple of hits, a walk, scored a couple of runs. So far, so good at first base. I know that's not his most comfortable position, but he's looked okay over there. I don't think they're looking for a gold glove quality first base. They just looking for somebody to make all the plays that you're expected to make. So hard for me to put what his career going to look like, but for now, he's a guy that's going to hope that will contribute somewhere in that bottom half of the lineup.
TK, I'm curious because it's been something I've been thinking about here in the last couple of days in terms of where I thought after the deadline, if you get Verlander back, you get Tucker back, and then what are the chances with you being boots on the ground and seeing it kind of firsthand that a Graveman or a Penn Murphy actually can factor into the bullpen between now and the end of the regular season? Because evidently Graveman says he has hopes for September, and we know Penn Murphy had been kind of traveling with the team, right?
Yeah, Penn was traveling with the team, and now Kendall's traveling with the team, and Penn's kind of graduated to throwing live BPs down in West Palm Beach. So Penn Murphy's way ahead of where Kendall Graveman is. I don't know what Kendall's status is going to be. The fact that he's still here working out with a team is a sign that he definitely wants to be a part of this, but I don't know if he's going to be able to get there in time or not. But knowing Kendall, he'll make every possible effort to squeeze every possible ounce of energy into at least getting close to ready, whether he's just able to go into postseason or at the end of the regular season, we'll find out. But Penn Murphy is a legitimate candidate to be in this bullpen here in the next week or two, you would think, as long as everything goes well in his live BPs and his rehab assignments.
And it's a pitching staff, too, that's starting to get a little deeper. You know, you mentioned the trade for Kikuchi. You brought in, too, Ferguson, who, you know, got hit a little bit in his last outing. But it's becoming a pitching staff that's starting to kind of live up to that potential. Fromber and Hunter up top, which have been really good. Blanco's had a good year. Kikuchi's been solid. Arrighetti's been a lot better. And then you have the big three in the bullpen. I imagine this is a pitching staff that not many teams would want to see should the Astros get into the postseason.
Yeah, it's shaping up better and better every turn through the rotation. I really like what I've seen out of Spencer Arrighetti and the strides he's made. Hunter Brown has been their best pitcher since May. Blanco has been their best pitcher since opening day, even though he hasn't been quite at his best year more recently. And then Fromber almost threw a no-hitter his last time out. Now you add JV to the mix, and you're talking about Kikuchi going the last two starts, allowing two runs as an Astro. You will have some choices. Fromber and JV, assuming JV's health and effective, those guys are going to be the first two, you would think, in the postseason. But then you've got some nice choices to make behind him. I would think Hunter is part of the mix, and we'll see who else joins that potential playoff four-man rotation.
TK, can you talk a little bit about the two-headed monster at catcher? We were just talking a little bit about Yiner and his numbers, but the fact that, you know, when they picked up Caratini, I don't think a lot of people thought that thought they were going to get a whole lot of a Victor Caratini, but he has been extremely valuable for this team this year, and the fact that he now gives you a solid bat to go to at catcher if you want to just DH Yiner, it seems like it's benefited both, and it's obviously benefited the offense.
Yeah, he's a really nice piece to the puzzle, and I thought he was a good player just having watched him from afar in Milwaukee, but I didn't know that much about him. But he's been way better than I could have anticipated in terms of filling that very important role behind Yiner Diaz, a veteran presence. He can catch, you know, back-to-back days, three in a row if you want, but they want to keep Yiner healthy and going behind the plate and working with his pitchers. But seems like Victor and Yusei Kikuchi have a good little thing going early on, and we'll see if he catches Yusei next time around, but that seems to be the trend. And then having a switch hitting catcher off the bench is just a huge advantage. Even the other day in Texas, Bochy and Mike Maddux are trying to figure out, because Victor's pretty much of a neutral split. I know he hits more home runs as a left-handed hitter, but he's a little bit better average hitter, a right-handed. So they were going through, you know, some discussions whether or not to bring in Chapin when Caratini was put up there as a pinch hitter. So it's a nice little dynamic to have. And Victor Caratini on this team is definitely one of the unsung heroes for sure.
Todd Kalish joining us on the HR&P guest line. Fenway Park, of course, one of the, you know, most storied ballparks in baseball history. How much do you like it, and where do you rank it amongst all the ballparks that you go to?
So I've spent a lot of time in this ballpark because I was in Tampa Bay for 19 years, and we would come here three times a year. So I've been over 200 games here probably in my life. It's definitely what you expect. It oozes history. Everything about this ballpark, all the new amendments or amenities they've added to the stadium, all kind of fit and look like they've been here forever. It's amazing how well they have done with putting together the press box, putting together the seats above the monster, and just adding little perks around the stadium and painting it, make it look like it's been around since the stadium opened. So having said that, I think it's a place everybody needs to visit. I don't think it's the most comfortable stadium to watch a game. The seats are teeny, and there's lines in the concession stand that are probably bigger than any lines you'll see in a major league ballpark, but it just oozes history, and it's one of those places you have to go and make it a bucket list if you're a real baseball fan.
Give us a little preview of a team that a lot of people around here probably aren't paying as much attention to because it's not the big star names of the past Red Sox and the Yankees-Red Sox rivalries. But, yes, Devers is still there, but when you talk, and Verdugo's gone, some of the guys they've even parted ways with. But this team is scrappy. This team has a better record than the Astros, and this is a very, very big series for this Houston ball club.
Yeah, this has been one of the better offenses in baseball this year, and I don't think anybody projected that coming into spring training. Everybody thought their offense would be good They added a couple of pieces, but obviously Devers is their main weapon. The player they got from Japan has been really good. Yoshida, Masataka Yoshida has been really good. Jaren Duran at the top has been really good. Pina's going to run a lot. If they get an opportunity, you're going to see a lot of stolen bases. And they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're 9 games over .500. They have a better record than anybody in the AL West. They'd be comfortably ahead of both the Astros and the Mariners if they were in this division. Fortunately, they're not. They haven't played great here at home, surprisingly enough. They're 1 game under at Fenway and have all their above 500 stuff going on the road. But they're a good team. It's going to be a tough series. The Astros usually play well here. I think 5 of the last 6 series going back to 2017. The Astros have won here at Fenway Park. So I would expect a tough, hard-fought series, and hopefully the Astros come away with at least 2 out of 3.
But will Blum talk to Cora before the game?
Will Blum talk to Cora? That's a good question. I haven't seen AC, and I actually haven't seen Blummer yet. But, yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to play out.
Yeah, maybe they're down there talking then, if you haven't seen either one. All right, TK, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We'll be well, Blankers will be watching once the Texan starters leave the game. But we'll be watching this week.
Sounds like a plan, guys. Talk to you next week.
Todd Callis, voice of the Astros, joining us on The Shin. Our conversations with Todd, presented by Texas Star Grill Shop, Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Start shopping for your new vehicle at LanceZCars.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dog-proof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.
Message and data rates may apply. Or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.